You are now listening to It's a Mindset with Takara Barnes, your weekly inspiration. I'm Takara Barnes, and thank you guys for listening. It is a mindset today, another Mindset Monday. Hope you guys enjoyed the episode last week. Hope you guys also enjoyed your weekend. My little recap. I was off like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Supposed to be off Thursday too, but I went ahead and worked for one of my coworkers because I had plans to go to Women Throw Out Loose, which I heard was amazing, by the way. I got some notes from my friend who went, who actually, she got to meet Sarah Jakes. So shout out to that because dreams came true that day. I was like salty that I didn't get to go. So shout out to that. I went out with some friends this weekend. Terrell weighed Friday. Week Friday, I gotta say this. So Friday, me and Terrell did a time mile. We're gonna start doing them once a week, every week, to try to see how we get better. And my mile time, y'all, was so terrible. And people kept asking what my time was, and I didn't want to tell anybody because I was embarrassed. But the thing about it is, though, the best thing about it is it was my first time doing it in, like, let's see. It was my first time doing it in, like, maybe 4 years? No, longer than 4 years. My first time doing it in, like, 6, 7 years. My first time doing a time mile, something I said I would never, ever, ever do again. Like, regardless, I was like, I'm never doing this again. I had to do this in college for 4 years of my life. I'm never doing it again. But I'm blessed for that. I'm blessed that I started that back because, like, me working to get my mindset to where I want it to be, I'm just really just putting myself in certain positions to do things I hate or do things that I said I'd never do or do things that just to mix some stuff up. As far as that time mile go, the fact that I even got out there and did it was so much growth to me because I hate running. It was in the cold. Like I said, I was terrorized from a mile for so many years. But I'm blessed that I went out there and got to do that, and I'm going to make it a weekly thing because it's all about really just – I'm doing stuff just to really just to build myself to where I was and where I know I can be. Back then, y'all, back in the day when I was like – when I was like 19, 20, 21, that area, that age range, we had to do this time mile. I'll give you a little background. We had to do like a time mile in college every year. My freshman year, I ran the mile 3 times, y'all. You had to make it in, freshman year, guards had to make it in 7 minutes. I ran that thing 3 times, y'all, because if you didn't make it the first time, you had to keep doing it until you made it. I did it 3 times, y'all, and I told myself after that year, I was like, I am never doing this again. Like, I'm never having to run this twice again. Like, never. So after that, like, back then, y'all, I was so mentally tough that I could not work out the whole summer. Like, could not work out the whole summer. But first day of school, when we had to run that mile, I would bust that whole mile out in whatever time we had to make it in, whatever time it was we had to do it, I would make the mile and I would throw up afterwards. But I was that mentally tough. So just me knowing where I was, knowing where my mind was back then, I'm really just trying to work towards getting back to that point, getting back to that shape, that mind, that person that I was, that go-getter. Like, and I'm just putting myself in positions to do that, to prove to myself, you know, because sometimes you lose yourself. And I'm about to get into that too. Just talking about me, where I lost myself and in different areas of who I know I am and who I used to be and all that stuff. And there's a whole lot of areas that I have grown in that I want to keep who I am now, but there's a whole lot of my younger self that I want to get back. But we'll get into that soon. So Terrell, we have like this little thing that we've got going on. So Terrell's trying to lose weight. And this also, too, last week I challenged you guys to write down, like, 10 things or a few things that you have accomplished in 2018 so far. One thing that I'm proud of that I've accomplished is me finally hiring a trainer and sticking with it. Because it's something I've been wanting to get my body right and get back in shape for years now. So I hired a trainer, got Terrell to go. So that was an accomplishment, too, as well. We're doing it together. So we have like this little, bet type of thing, agreement thing we're doing. So every 10 pounds, he gets to draw from a bucket and the bucket says, numerous things, a lot of stuff. It could be different type of things, but I ain't gonna get into that cause it's my business. But, so he actually gets to draw from his bucket Friday because we wait on Fridays and I make him wait on Fridays because you know, one thing I've learned, when people are trying to lose weight, and a lot of weight at that, people get addicted to scales. I have a husband who's addicted to getting on a scale. So I had to, like, literally one day a week, like, because he'll get on the scale 3 or 4 times a day or get on it every day. And I'm just like, you got to see your progress, bro. Like, you can't see each 0.5 pound, bro, when it comes off. So weigh on Fridays. That's it. That's what we're going to do. So I'm going to count this as one of my wins for 2018 because he weighed Friday and he lost 10 pounds. So he got to draw from his bucket and he talked ish the whole entire day, which was fine. We ran that mile. After that, he got the weigh. He talked ish the whole day, which is totally fine. So he's happy. I'm happy. Yeah. So I'm definitely counting that as a win for myself. Also counting me counting my wins, completing my first live show. That was a win for me, and me planning and about to complete my second live show, November 10th, if you're in Nashville, make sure you come check Battle of the Barns out live. It's going to be in Showcase Nashville. I do not know the address at the moment. Yes, tickets are available on Eventbrite, BOTBNashville.eventbrite.com. Make sure you guys go get those tickets. I've sold out the VIP tickets, which is definitely an accomplishment. I only got a few more tickets left. I think I got like under 12 tickets left, maybe like right at 12 or something like that. But I'm blessed because this show is being a success so far, ticket sales-wise. Got some really great things for this show. It's going to be a lot better than the first one. So that's exciting, too, as well. So that's something, a little bit of my wins that I counted as well, too, as well. So make sure y'all just focus on that. Focus on just what you accomplished so far in 2018. Like I said, we focus so much on what we haven't done and, you know, focus, looking so much ahead on where we want to be. Sometimes we got to pat ourselves on the back sometimes. That is very necessary. So I want to get into like two things today. First and foremost, so like me just reflecting this past week, just thinking about different types of things that I've had going on. Something that I want to get into, and I just kind of talked about it briefly earlier, talking about being intentional. Being intentional with things, intentionality, and I don't even know if that's a word, but it's going to be a word today, okay? So, just so many areas in my life where I've really focused on being intentional about, like I said before, just trying to get myself to where I used to be in some areas, and just trying to get the good of me, the good of who I used to be, and just, I'll tell you, certain areas, me just reflecting, looking at my younger self, and just the person that I am now, the biggest thing that I want back, and I'm just going to talk about a little bit how I kind of lost myself in this area. I want back that arrogance, not necessarily arrogance, but that confidence that I had when I was like between the ages of 19 and 21. Like, I was such a confident person. Like, I was so confident. Like, you could not beat me in anything. Like, I could do anything. I could accomplish anything. I was fearless. Like, I was not scared of anything. Like, anything, I felt like I could do it. Which I still have some of that now. But just me, like, thinking about where in areas that I'm at now, like, how kind of focus on what was missing, if that makes sense. Like, you know, how that version of me was missing. And something that I've just been working on is me being intentional in my relationship, my marriage with my husband. Just me being intentional in that area. We've been together for like a really long time, it seems like. Actually, I'll be with him longer than I've been with my actual family. Like, that's crazy to think about. Just thinking about how just me being with him and just how, like, there's so many things, like, y'all, I used to do. Like, I used to be such, like, the best little girlfriend. Like, I stayed, like, just surprising him with things, going above and beyond for him, like, doing the little things for him. So I'm just trying to get back to that, too, as well. Like, for an example. Probably with like the last 2 years of our marriage, like, I felt like me and him didn't make each other better, in a sense. Like, I felt like I wasn't making him better. He wasn't making me better. I feel like we were just stagnant in our relationship. Like, we weren't trying to accomplish, well, we were trying to accomplish goals, but we weren't really coming together on them and really like making each other the best versions of ourselves. Like, we weren't doing that, allowing each other, well, helping each other grow. I think we were doing a whole lot of individual growth, which is now, me looking back, that was so necessary, that was so important. And so I understand why we had to go through that. But just for an example, as far as like just the bowl, like to, you know, and I had, like I said, I had to learn this, like me telling him that he needed to lose weight and me not helping him was just so out of line, out of pocket. Not something that, it's not a way to kind of encourage people. It's not a way to do things, especially if you're in a union, you're in a marriage with somebody, you're in a relationship, you know, somebody who's your best friend, somebody who you're always in the trenches with. That's not a way to do things. So me just kind of creating ideas to motivate him to want to lose weight and just to do things with him and just making him better. So me being intentional about doing the whole bowl, you know, like I said, we have an incentive. Every 10 pounds, he gets to draw. 25 pounds, he gets a bonus. Like, it makes it fun. It makes him encourage. It makes him want to do things. Me doing the time mile. Now, that was a lot for me, too. And it's crazy how, like, when you're involved with somebody, you can be doing stuff for them, but it's helping you, too. So, like, really, the time mile was more for me. More for me to be like, hey, why? Because I'm telling you, it's when you doing some stuff like that, when you trying to do it for like a time, your mind be having so, like, you got to fight your mind the whole time. Like, you're fighting your mind. That's it. So, me just putting myself in those situations, me being intentional about that, being intentional about going to certain networking events. And, you know, I think that we're at a time in our lives where, you know, I've got so many women who listen to this who have so many things that they want and have so many things they want to accomplish. It's time for us to start being intentional about certain things that we've never done before. Like, if you know that you're struggling in certain areas, be intentional about reading a book about that area that you're struggling in. Like, we say we want to change up so many things and we say that we want different, but we don't want to get out of our comfort zones. Like, for an example, like, we'll say we want to be a motivational speaker, but we won't even speak. We won't get up and stand up in church. Like, stuff like that. Like, so sometimes stuff just got to make sense. So me just being intentional about being supportive, if that makes sense. Like, I've been struggling with, I feel like I have so many people who support me. And I feel like here lately, I feel like I'm constantly, I love supporting other people, but I feel like here lately, like, I've just been so busy and I'm so disconnected with the world sometimes that I need to do a better job of supporting other people like they do support me. So, like, whether if it's me just, you know, this week, that's something I said I was going to focus on. Me just, you know, intentionally telling people, hey, I support you, what you're doing, or hey, good job, or hey, I see you over here in the distance. You know, just being intentional about stuff like that, just helping other people out. And I think that's something that you guys just got to figure out yourselves on what areas, you know, that you have to focus in on that. And, you know, and kind of just what you've been missing. Me just looking at myself and just look, really, I just had to look at my marriage and just so many areas where I fell short and where I used to just make a conscious effort, like, and this is crazy, like, I'm gonna call myself out, like, me and Terrell have barely, like the past few years, like, y'all, we don't even really, like, we haven't really, like, did, like, Christmas gifts. Well, we did Christmas gifts a few years ago. We don't really do, like, birthday gifts and stuff like that. Like, that was, like, a habit, like, we created that's a bad habit. So, like, Christmas, I didn't get him anything for Christmas last year. I don't think we did gifts. We might have been broke or something. I don't know. So, like, this year, I'm just like, hey, I need to be intentional about, you know, surprising him with gifts. Or I used to do this. I used to stay getting him gifts. I need to be intentional about surprising him with something. I need to be intentional about, you know, getting him Christmas gifts and make sure he has a good Christmas. Because that stuff's important. Like, we'll say that it's not, like, this stuff don't matter, but it's important. Like, it's really important. So, that's something that, you know, that I'm focusing on right now. But the next thing, we're going to shift gears some. The next thing that I wanted to tell you guys about, and I think this is really about to bless somebody, like, real talk. So, like, you know, me, when I used to go on social media, when I used to see people, you know, because, you know, the term was living my best life. That was, like, everybody's caption at one point on social media, whatever. So, like, when I would see people do that, living my best life, and I'm thinking, like, you really living your best life? Like, you know, you living your best life, like, this is it, like, this is you living your best life. And it's crazy, because, like, when it came to me thinking about, me thinking about what it was to me, even maybe, like, a year ago, maybe a year ago, when I think about what me living my best life was, me picturing that, this is the picture. So, it was me having, like, all the clothes I wanted, all the shoes I wanted, all the designer, me having this big house, me having, you know, me a nice car, me being able to travel when I wanted to, me having, like, a million podcast downloads by now, like, me just being, you know, me taking off, me being blown up by this point, that was, to me, living my best life. Like, and it's crazy because in just where I'm at now and just what I've been thinking about, it's crazy how, like, we're so wired to think that having everything is happiness. Like, everything you've ever wanted, like, all the worldly things that don't really matter, it's crazy how we really, like, put happiness on that and, like, think that's what's going to make us happy and think that's what's going to make us satisfied. And it's crazy because worldly things, like, we can't get so into them because, like, stuff's always changing. When it comes to, like, no matter how many clothes and shoes I buy, some more stuff's going to come out and I'm just going to want more. I'm never going to be satisfied with those things. And, like, just me looking at, you know, my life right now and what I have going on, I'm not in the shape that I want to be, but I'm in the gym. About to start going to the gym 4 days a week this week with a trainer. My husband is losing weight. He's on track to lose weight. He's encouraged to lose weight. He's got ways to go, but he's on board. I'm eating healthy for the most part. I'm cooking like almost every day. I gotta pat myself on the back because I'm cooking like almost every day, which is, woo, child. So I'm cooking like almost every day. I'm got like three projects that I'm working on that's about to come out here soon. I'm bettering myself, trying to get better knowledge, like educational wise, learning a lot more. I'm about to move to a major city. About to move to a major city next month. I can just sit here and name like so many things that I don't have, like so many things like I'm working towards right now. Only thing I can do is just list that, like, I'm working towards this, I'm working towards that, you know, I'm growth and I'm getting better here, I got growth in this, I got growth in that. But it's crazy, like, I can honestly say, like, I don't have everything, like, y'all, like, I don't have everything, like, I'm nowhere near where I want to be in life. But it's crazy because, like, I'm just blessed and I got to look around, like, I found my purpose. Like, I live in purpose with this. I live in purpose with It's a Mindset. I live in purpose with Battle of the Barnes. Because, listen, I got to tell y'all, I was telling my friend, you know, if you don't follow us on Instagram, me and Terrell post our workout videos, y'all, and we be done. I'll be showing y'all the process, trust me. Because some people be posting that stuff where they be, you know, they be looking good. And, they, girl, we be, ugh, child, we be struggling. So I make sure I post that. You know, I was, like, telling somebody, I was like, you know, I think I'm going to quit posting my videos. Because just, you know, I think I'm just going to post when it's done because I, you know, maybe I'm doing too much. But my friend was just like, nah, you got to keep them videos rolling. She's like, because, you know, it's two things. She was like, I think it speaks to people. She said, you helping your husband lose weight, you know, you supporting him, you on board, you getting fit. Then, you know, for him too, you know, just people seeing, hey, it's possible, you know, to drop weight off, you know, if you just focus on it, you work hard, plus y'all showing the process. And it's crazy because, like, that's what it's about for me. Like, I just inspire to help people and encourage people every single day. Like, that's my passion. That's my purpose. That's what I'm walking in. And it's crazy because the fact that I know that I'm striving towards that, I'm making moves to strive towards that, that is me living my best life. Like, that I'm living my best life right now. Like, I don't have all these materialistic things that I said I wanted. I'm not traveling every week, every day. I'm not going to sporting events is going to be my thing. Sporting events and concerts. Like, I'm not going to all those sporting events. I'm not going to a million concerts. Like, I thought all the things I needed to make me happy to what was going to be living my best life, I'm not doing those things. And it's crazy because right now I'm living my best life. Just walking in purpose. And what did I say? And it's crazy because, like, and I guess I can count that as a win too, because what did I tell y'all? I told y'all what 2018 was about at the beginning of this. 2018 was about walking in purpose. Like, this whole 2018. So, with that being said, for any of y'all out here who don't be thinking that I'm not in tune with God and I'm not anointed by that, like, I can't say we yet because, you know, you guys are included in this as well. So, y'all let me know, but I did that. Like, 2018 was all about walking in purpose. And here it is, October, like, I'm walking in it. Like, I'm walking in it, and I see it, like, I see it manifesting. Like, it's crazy how, like, I've been recording this, and we've been, you know, talking about that. That was just the purpose. That was the topic for January 1st episode. Like, we're walking in purpose. Woo, woo, woo. And here it is. Like, God is so good. That's all I can say. Like, God is so good. Like, God is faithful. God, he said he does what he says he's going to do. And I think that's something that we should definitely be blessed for. And I think that, you know, like you guys, whoever listened to this, like I said, we're so connected. Like, if you listen to It's a Mindset, we are so connected. And also, too, I got to shout out to my international listeners on here because I have international downloads. It's a Mindset's listened to in, like, 11 countries now. I have to check again, but it was 9, but now it's, like, 11. So, like, shout out to all my international listeners here, too, as well. And shout out to everybody who's just been rocking with me since this. Like, we walking in purpose right now. And it's crazy because it's so many of y'all. It's so many of y'all who are who I know listen to this. And you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and say a few names too. It's some people I know who listen to. I see you walking in purpose, like 2018. Like, shout out to and she gonna come on the show here too. Shout out to Javon, Banana Split Studios. She's somebody who came to mind too. Just been listening to It's a Mindset for a little bit, seeing her walk in purpose. Like, God is good. Shout out to Chloe Elam. Chloe was on here. Chloe came, Chloe was early. Chloe might have been like episode 6. Shout out to her. I see what she's doing. She's got her podcast rolling up. Make sure you go check her out. And then I got so many more, and I'm going to come and I'm going to make me shout people out along the way, but God is good. That's all I can say. Let's continue to just to walk in purpose. Let's continue to grow with each other. Let's continue just to get outside our comfort zones. Let's continue to be intentional about certain things. Okay, here comes another challenge. So think about 5 things that you want to be intentional about for the remainder of this year. And also, too, just think about, and this is where I'm at, too. Think about just things. Think about the younger self. Think about the younger version of yourself, where your best years, or, you know, wherever you might have been, your best shape physically, your best mental state. Think about so many things that you want to take away from that person to put into this place and with this person. Like I said, for me, you know, my 19 to 21 version of myself, I want that mindset, that I want that confidence that I had, that confident girl that I was. Like, you could not stop me. Like, you could not beat me. I want that from myself. And something, too, that I didn't say, like, and it's a part of me losing that, is I struggle with balance, like, in my marriage, like, you know, me being too confident, but being submissive and allowing my husband to do things, man, that was some lessons within itself, me growing that, and I finally got here, like, I'm finally here, like, I understand my roles, I understand what I'm supposed to do, and it's so crazy, because, like, y'all, like, me saying that I'm living my best life, the process is so good. Y'all, just think about it. We've been processing since last November. Since last November when, like I said, It's a Mindset came out November 2nd. We've been processing since last November, child. And we finally here. Like, stuff's finally, we finally here. Like, all I can say is God is good. And we're seeing stuff manifest. And that is so awesome. And we finna take off. With that being said, it's a mindset. Thank you guys for tuning in.